Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, February 20th. I believe it is President's Day. There's no banks. There's no nothing today. So we're here, a rainy day. Tori missing in action. One of our guests is late, but we do have a very special guest, Felicia Grigsby. Welcome to the show, Felicia.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi. So Felicia's part of a show called Table for Five. You guys come on right after us on Channel 2.
Yes.
So it's every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Yeah. Table for Five, but you're two. So explain the name to us.
Okay. So Table for Five started out with five of us originally.
Okay.
So we did it one point.
Okay. So you had the brand already.
Yes, exactly. We did. Okay. But we still like the concept because coming here, we have the ability to have guests or to not have guests.
Right.
And so when we have guests, we have the ability to have two in studio, which is fantastic. And then the listening audience is always going to be our guest.
They're always a welcome guest
at our table. So in essence, we still really always have a table for five.
That's true. And you guys know, I mean, if you want to add chairs and stuff, you can. You know?
Okay.
Some people have 10 people in here.
I don't get it.
I know. I don't like it at all, but they do it. You know, they don't listen to me. You know, it's funny because with so many shows here, everybody pulls in a different direction. Everybody wants something special for themselves.
And it's like,
I can't. You turn me apart. You pull me in different directions. So we have to have guidelines, you know. We have, certain
things.
Well,
that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, the studio is only so big.
Right. And not only that, but there's other shows going on at the same time, and people sometimes get noisy and things like that. So, go figure. But that's the trials and tribulations of running a radio station.
Yes, and a live station, too.
Yeah,
that's very different. Like, this is a whole new world for me. This is not my background. I did not have a background in broadcasting or production or any of this. So it's all very new, and I feel like I have a huge learning curve. So.
Well, there's nothing to it, and that's the thing, though, is that I made the station so people who have never done it before can do it,
Thank you for that. Can get into radio,
because otherwise you can never get into radio, and many people want to. I've wanted to since I was a kid, but I never planned on something like this. It just sort of happened,
and
I took an opportunity there. I think you guys are doing great. I mean, these shows are not about presenting something like the professional news, like an anger person, this is about coming here, talking, sharing experiences with people you love,
sharing
your opinions. And guests and people you don't know and that you get to know later and everything, this is cool. Now, our second guest arrived before our co-host, so have a seat, Annette. So, Annette, your last name is Mata or Mata?
Mata.
Okay, so
good
my first
morning.
Instinct is always right.
Yes. LA traffic. Good morning.
LA traffic. Well, I know everybody's late today, so don't worry.
Well,
it's fine.
What's interesting is you think because it's a holiday, it would be holiday light.
Yeah.
But not so much.
So did you get stuck in an accident?
Actual Sigler.
They shut down the freeway.
So they, the detour is not any better.
No, huh?
No.
And it's like so scary though when they stop it because you don't know when it's going to open up again, right?
You could be there for hours.
And it's happened to people before. They come out of their cars and
it's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Always keep some liquor in your car.
What?
Emergency.
Don't ever recommend that. Don't listen to her.
As long as it's early
keep
for
it in
us.
The car. You don't have to drink it, but
don't open it. There are laws. Oh my God! I can't.
If you're stopped on the freeway in traffic,
listen. I think the listeners are smart enough to understand that Felicia is just kidding.
She's
okay,
kidding.
Relax.
Please don't come get her.
Really,
and don't check her car.
I have no liquor in my car.
So as you can tell, these ladies are fun. Have you guys been friends for a long time?
Yes.
Yeah.
How long?
Oh, my goodness. How old? Paul's 13, so eight years? 8, 9 years?
Yeah. Well,
that's a nice friendship.
Yeah.
So it's been around for a while.
We met in elementary school for our sons.
Yeah, our son, not us.
Oh, really? Yeah. How cool is that? You know? So your kids were going to the same school. You guys connected and stuff.
Well, that's a very interesting story. I'll start out. I'll let you finish it. Yeah, okay. So I came to this school because I'm like crazy helicopter, very involved person. And like, I don't even think we started school. It was the year before we decided we were going to go.
Touring the school.
I was touring. We came, we were invited for like a picnic or barbecue, whatever. And so I thought, you know, this would be fun so the kids can get to know people and I can get to know people. And I walk up to this little booth and there's another friend of ours, Heidi Benitum, throw under the bus.
Yes.
She was there and I was like, you know, who can I talk to about volunteering? I'm a real big volunteer. I'd love to help out, you know, whatever, whatever. She's like, oh, great. So somehow or another, I found myself getting sucked into the PTA of that school. And I was in a meeting by June and my kids hadn't even started the school yet. God, so I was like, okay. And this one over here was the president, and
I was
thoroughly afraid of her. I was like, what in the hell? Like, it got really real quickly.
She was like an authority figure.
Oh, yes.
Something.
Like, she came in with her.
I was the president.
And she was all official. And I was like, what in the world?
Well, we had a lot to get done. We had a lot of money to raise, and I was very focused. And I had every intention of making sure that we raised enough money for the school.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I mean, it's like you meet from people and you have fun. Oh, you joining us, Casey?
Do you need my key? Because I parked my car.
I thought you came for the key. So you want to sit with us?
No, I don't know what I was in here for.
Yes,
I got a couple minutes.
Okay,
to come in and be the co-host.
All right, people are wondering what the hell is going on
in
here.
It's a party
with a friend, Casey. Yeah, a friend, Casey, just walked in, and he didn't know why he walked in. He sort of wandered into here, but we love Casey. Welcome to the show, Casey.
There you go. Well,
thank you.
It's a party. It's a day off for a lot of people, so it's a party.
There you go. And we have an empty seat. So what the hell, right?
Why not?
Anybody? Hey, you might be able to walk in and have a seat.
Yeah, come on. We're open radio.
You know when we started the station, there was some host that had a daily show, right? And actually, I'm talking about one guy. He had a daily show, and sometimes he didn't have a guest, so he'd go outside in the hallway and grab people and have them as a guest. Yeah, I mean, and they had fun. They were they would talk about politics and things like that, you know. So
that's a very
he liked it. Yeah, he was a very like outgoing person and stuff, and people loved it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that makes it fun.
Yeah, we were like downtown in a high rise, so there were a lot of lawyers, lawyers and stuff like that. So it's not going out on the street.
Interesting characters.
Yeah, you know. But it's not like he went on the street. I meant in the high rise, you know. Yeah, in the building.
That'd be even more fun going on the street, but go ahead.
No, so anyway, so we met. We became fast friends based out of the EPTO. The PTA fell apart within a year.
Within a year, yeah.
And
what PTA is this?
From a school, that's how we met.
Yeah, they met, the kids were in the same school.
That's how we met.
Yeah.
And so they...
We were very successful.
We were very successful in our fundraising and our focus, it was a great year. But things started becoming a little bit interesting. My personality is that I always stand for what's right. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. I just want to do what's right.
Yeah.
And so I spoke out about some things that I thought were
important for this school. It was very unethical. Important. Yes.
And it kind of imploded a little bit. But the interesting thing a lot. But the interesting thing about it was that Felicia and two of the other moms were my ride or die. They were like, we got your back.
Yeah.
She said something to me that no one has ever said to me, which I knew to this day is like what branded my heart to her heart. Was she said, I would run into a burning building.
I will follow you into a burning building.
Wow.
Because her leadership was so amazing.
Really? Like, so I just follow her blindly.
Well, I don't know about that. Not anymore. She's probably like, you're crazy. I'm not doing this with you.
No. Because of her leadership and because I saw her in a situation where she stood up for herself and she stood up for everything. Like, she damn near came across the table on somebody in a meeting. And I was like, right there, that's my girl. Like, I was like, I will have your back no matter what, because she wasn't taking any shit from anybody. Yeah. And I applauded her for that, because you don't find that too much in this day and age. People are afraid. people want to hold their tongue.
They want to be politically correct. You know, you want to be like, oh, no, well, maybe. And sometimes you just have to say
no. Political correctness is good. I think
there's a place for it.
But when it comes down to it, like, and you have to be able to speak your mind. And this one over here.
She speaks her mind.
All the time.
She looks maybe like too much.
Yeah.
But after that, we did a web series.
Yes, we did.
So Table of Five, YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How cool is that?
We did a web series on YouTube, and that was really.
I want to check it out. Is it still on?
It's still up. Still up there? Table for Five. Google it.
About 8 episodes.
We did 8 episodes with a table of 5 ladies, and that's kind of where Table for Five was born.
Right.
But it was a little bit expensive.
It was very expensive. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you had to film
the production and everything.
Yes.
But you know, you guys can do video here.
I know, and we might. We might. Yeah, think about it. If you guys
really, yeah, if you really want video, then you can do it here.
Yeah. It was a fun experience.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
it is. This was really, really fun, guys. Like, I have to tell you, this is really cool. Like this,
right?
Like it's very relaxed.
Yeah,
and
I don't have to worry about hair and makeup.
Yeah,
on YouTube,
but you guys always come sharp, though.
Oh, Casey, see, that's why he's here.
Yeah, exactly. He's here to stroke us.
I really appreciate you, Casey.
Yeah,
Casey, how was your weekend, man? What did you do? Did you do anything big deal?
You know, I'm always on adventures.
Yeah. Did you play any basketball? You always
No basketball. Raining. Just hung out with some soccer.
Did you watch the NBA All-Star?
I watched it.
Yeah.
But he's into soccer, though.
Casey's
into soccer, English football.
Yeah, we had soccer in our house, too, before. Well, we were watching soccer, and then we switched over to the NBA. Yeah.
Really?
We did both, yeah.
Wow, how cool is that?
My weekend was interesting. I just had to go to a bar and get my wallet. It was there still.
Wow.
You left your wallet?
Yes.
Casey.
It's Casey.
What's up with that?
I lose my things, but if it's your stuff, I will protect it with my
life. Okay, but why? I want to know why you left that wallet in the bar. How did that happen?
Yeah, how did you go the whole day without knowing your wallet was there?
Exactly.
A whole day.
I just realized this morning on my way to work.
Wow.
I'm calling people.
That's one drink too many if you
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's besides, your wallet should never be out of your pocket.
Yeah.
You know?
Casey. I'm this guy. Like, I got it.
What?
Oh, what bar was that? That sounds like a different kind of bar.
Or he was in there buying drinks for everybody.
Wait a minute, Casey.
I like to
go
buy
on
rounds.
Adventures.
Yeah. Oh. I like to buy rounds. Oh. Especially Sundays,
Wow.
This is not about me, though.
It's not?
Well, the question was for you.
Yeah, exactly.
But I did want to ask you, ladies. I mean, you both have families, kids, and everything, right? Mm-hmm. So, your kids, how many do you have, Felicia?
I have two boys.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how
they're
old?
Very
kids.
Close in age. They're 12 and 13. Oh, wow. To say that out of my mouth is like,
Please.
They're not babies anymore, but they are still my babies.
So. Yeah, they always will be. And
I have two boys as well. I have a 21-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's the 13-year-old.
That brought us together.
Yeah, wow. And you have a 21-year-old.
I have a 21-year-old.
So, they're in college already? Are they in college?
Yeah, he's in college. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have an adult in my house.
Wow.
Pretty cool. And he's the reason why we came to LA Talk Radio.
Yes.
That's
Shout
a great story. Yeah,
really?
Thank you, Rob. He was actually interviewed here on one of the video rooms.
Uh-huh.
There was a show about, I don't know, 2 years ago or so. And he came and was interviewed by the gentleman. And he told me about this. He's the reason why we're here.
Yeah.
He says, Mom, it's a great place. You could do a video.
It was
a sports show.
No. Gardella?
Yeah, that was somebody, Gardella.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's
Yeah.
I might be completely wrong.
What was his name,
wrong.
John? I think John Gardella, right?
Maybe.
I think. I don't remember. There's been so many, but the last thing.
But it was a couple of years ago. It was about 2 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
And so he told us about this station, and he said, you know, you guys, Mom, it would be great. You could do the video, or you could do a podcast. It's a great space. And that's how we came.
That's awesome.
That's
so you've been with us for how long now?
It's going to be almost a year in April.
Wow.
Yes.
How cool
is
that?
Wow.
I know. We love having you here. You have a very fun show.
Yeah, we do.
So we established what the name was, how you got the name.
Right.
But tell us a little bit about what the show is about. What do you guys talk about?
Okay.
Why should people
you
tune
go?
In?
No, you can go ahead.
Okay. Whenever people ask me that question, I call it a life show.
Uh-huh.
And it's about all life topics. It could range from, you know, intimacy to dating to clothes to hair to makeup. I mean, today we'll have a great show with Blacks in Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Black History Month. And, you know, Black African-American men who are part of the gaming industry.
Yeah.
yes. why that's an interesting.
Like the gambling, gaming, or video
gaming? No, video gaming.
Yeah,
video
see, that's what I was wondering too.
Right. Okay, no, so not the video gaming. We're not talking about gambling. And right. parenting and politics and hot topics, what happened over the weekend, and then we kind of talk about it and yeah. what we
Sounds
did.
Cool. So you, yeah. you sit variety. Around the table and you hang out.
We have a conversation.
Just like we do.
It's a very relatable show.
Yeah.
You think? I appreciate that, Casey, because Casey listens and he'll have comments. And sometimes it's you know, fluff, and sometimes it's meaty and heavy.
Right.
So we try
sometimes
to balance.
Sometimes it's emotional.
And sometimes right. it's emotional. Yeah. And I think the audience, it has, it's for everybody. It's not just yeah. for women. I think men yeah. enjoy it as much as women.
Yeah,
Casey.
Why wouldn't yeah, they? Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
So
you know, I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
we know.
Fun. And you don't only talk about female issues.
Oh,
no.
We have a lot of men in our lives.
Yes. Right.
A lot.
So now let me ask you this. Now, you guys talk about dating, but you're both married. So what do you know about dating?
What do you know about dating?
Well, we have girlfriends.
I have an outside opinion outside
looking
in.
Oh, my God. Okay. And plus, you were single once, right?
Exactly.
Dating once. Yeah, hot minute.
But
we did a show with a friend who was married, divorced, and then she's back on the dating scene. So we wanted to know what was that like, having been, you know, it's settled.
It's weird.
So we've had that conversation, and it's very interesting. And then dating today compared
it's
to dating back when we were dating is different. Everything's online.
Yeah.
You know, and if you go to the bar, people prefer to date online rather than going to a bar and meeting a person.
It's easier. Like, I love the idea and concept. I mean,
of online dating?
Yes.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yes, because you get a list. You click on a list. You like what I got. I like what you got. Let's get it together.
But they could be lying.
There's no bullshit. Okay, well, then you meet the person and then you find out if they're lying.
Yeah, no,
but,
that's
a
lot of time.
That doesn't behoove anybody
I'd rather
to
say,
lie.
Hey, what's up? I'd rather make a judgment based on what I feel the moment I see you.
Like, yeah, that's how me. I don't do online dating.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I ever had to go to the dating scene again, I'd be ready to just boom, 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 get it over with. I don't have time for all that.
Well, it's made for women anyway.
No.
Was it?
Really?
Yes. Women are winning.
Like winning. Winning because of the online dating?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sam and I talk about this every day.
No,
we can prove it. They've done experiments where women go on these dating apps, and within 2 days, they'll have 200 men to select from.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
Why is it because men's standards are lower? What is the problem?
Men are thirstier. They're the hunters. So
true.
You know, women are just more receptive. Like, okay, let me put my picture in my profile. And then, bam.
Right.
Okay.
And they get a lot. You see,
it's a lot.
Women get a lot
hard,
of attention.
Though.
Men get nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
but
because
can I be unwanted attention, though? No.
I think it's harder
but go on Bumble,
for you
then.
Women.
Then you go on Bumble and
I don't
the women.
Know this stuff.
Yeah, but let me tell you, on Bumble, you also get to swipe right and left, but the women only can start a conversation when there's a match. So then you can sift through and you don't get...
So maybe that's a way to protect the woman from any weirdos.
And it filters a lot of stuff for you. You just do it quickly.
So my son is on one of those apps and he gets...
The 21?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he just thought he'd test it.
Yeah, why not? They hook up all the time with these apps.
He thought he'd test it.
It's the new thing.
It's the new thing.
Yeah.
And it's an app on your phone. So we're at dinner and he's laughing because his phone is blowing up.
Yeah, right.
Blowing up. I mean, he's a handsome young man. And I was like, wait, this is a little out of control. Like, he didn't know what to do with it. He was like, what am I supposed to wait, what? I think I need to shut this down. It was really funny because his profile, I mean, Felicia knows he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess it was just like and he didn't expect that kind of reaction, but I can see
I'm
where
scared
you're
of that reaction. I think it'll be I'll lose my mind. That's why I'd rather just meet someone in life.
Yeah, I agree.
I know friends who are addicted to it. Like,
well, listen, I know friends who've met online, who've been married and are successful. It worked for them. And I know friends who have gotten pictures that are inappropriate every time she goes online. I'm like,
but that can happen if you meet somebody at the bar.
Yeah.
Like, if you meet somebody
at the
bar,
right?
And they're kind of crazy and they're kind of perverted, they'll send you crazy stuff
But at the bar, you nip it in the bud. I can say, I'll meet you there. I don't have to give him a lot of my information. He doesn't even have to have my phone number. It could be like you say, oh, Annette, I want you to meet this guy, Casey. He's going to be at such an... I'd rather that than on a phone and then you have all my information. Mm-mm, no.
Yeah. But people will look you up anyway because on these apps, it's mostly like based on your Facebook profile.
Yes.
No, and it gives last names too once you connect.
Oh, so
once
then they can look up your information.
No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem. But what are you going to do? You know, but everybody looks everybody up. Yes. You know, I mean, yes. It's just like, that's just the way it is. But all I can tell you is try to look up yourself and you'll see how many times it's wrong. Yes. It's all inaccurate. So don't go based on that, you know? People that are married are written as single. People that are single end up as married.
And that's another thing about online really dating problem, I find scary. Because you don't know if the guy that you're talking is married. I mean, there's so much that can be set up for failure.
That's true,
that
right?
I just don't trust. I don't trust that whole...
But you can filter them through texting and talking on the phone and stuff. And then meeting.
You can tell. But you have to be able to ask the right questions. Ask the right questions.
But Annette, the alternative to what you're saying is to not do it at all.
Yeah, but go out.
Yeah, but not everybody. Who has the time?
Yeah.
And besides, look, as a guy, it's
Casey,
hard.
We got this. We got this, Casey. We'll go
out. Yeah. She's like,
I mean, I'm not going out with Casey, please. I'm just saying that if I were single, I'd go out. I'm not going out with Casey, honey. I'm sorry.
Okay. She's married. We've established
I've met the husbands. I love them. They're good guys.
Exactly.
Great kids.
And Casey doesn't want any drama either.
Yeah, no.
Give him single women. That's all he wants. Yeah. So, okay. So, going back to this though, you know, the alternative is not doing it at all, and why not do it and learn how to filter the people, you know?
Yes, but it's not my personality. You have to learn how to filter the people in life as well.
Right.
If you filter them in person, you got to filter them online.
Right,
To me, it's just a very easy way. If you don't fit my criteria, keep it moving.
Right, but Annette, look, if you go out, okay, how many potential people can you meet in one evening?
It depends what I'm wearing.
True, but how many? Okay, a few would hit on you and stuff, but you wouldn't really get to know them.
Right.
Maybe one or two during an evening. When you sit with the app, you can go through a lot of people and say, okay, so this
one's but I'm judging somebody by words
but you're
and
not
what
judging.
They're imming.
You're
of
not
course
judging.
You're judging
No,
them.
But wait a minute. You just, this is just like an opener. It's
I
a conversation.
Agree with you.
Thank you,
but it's a conversation opener.
What conversation
it's just like,
based on the fact that he's good looking, that, I like his hair,
exactly,
I like his eyes.
Exactly.
Because that's the
it's
same thing.
Bad
but
start.
It would be
thank
the
you.
Same thing. That, no,
exactly
it's the same thing that would attract you in a bar
exactly.
or at a restaurant. True. If you're looking at someone and you happen to lock eyes, then you look at that person. It's not like you go over there immediately. You're like, okay, what
that's
do you wear?
True, you
do
know,
you have on raggedy shoes or do you not have? They could be a very nice person but dressed like a hobo, and you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm not talking
that's
to that person.
That's true, yeah. But, Annette,
but
look,
you never know.
You can't write it off. Because
yeah, but see, that's where you get fooled online because of the picture. You don't see the hobo shoes.
But when you show up and show up,
you already meet them, it's already done.
Right,
okay,
but you know what?
But then there's no commitment. There's no touch. You'd be like, yeah,
exactly.
Don't call me. Lose my shit. Lose my number. Bye. Like, don't ever.
It's too late. He already has all your information.
Oh,
it's
whatever.
A setup.
No, but look, but before you meet for a date, you already talk on the phone, and you can figure out if it's a hobo or not, you know? And how they dress and stuff, because you could ask for different pictures and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, don't go on a date, like, before you talk on the phone. You know, at least talk
true.
On the phone.
Listen,
so I'm learning. You see, I'm learning, man.
Yeah, well,
I used to screw up all the time with all this texting bullshit.
And all of your information is online, so you kind of got to be careful.
Listen, everybody's information is online.
Everybody. But I'm open. I don't have anything.
Yeah, right.
But I made my page private now, you know? No,
good
I mean,
for
I,
you.
Yeah,
yes.
I realized I don't care. You know, I've got thousands of friends anyway. I don't need anybody. You know, and besides, I have the stations page and I have the shows page. What else do I need?
And see, that's what we do. Like, I have my private information, and then we have the show's information that's public, and then I think my Twitter account is the only thing that's like public. And on that, I don't post anything about my kids.
Oh, I'm all over.
I just post everything about my opinion.
I tweet.
You know, my stuff. You know, whatever. But
I'm
not. But not anything personal.
Yeah, nothing.
I save the personal stuff for just people who it's private.
Exactly.
And you just have to filter that. Like, people act like they don't know how to do that. Like, they just assume that everything has to be public information. No,
it doesn't.
Especially but I think a lot of young people are like that. They're like, oh, maybe on social media. They have thousands and thousands of people or followers. For what? You don't know all those people, but, you know, whatever.
Exactly. And they don't think of consequences when they're young. You know?
It's insta-fame. It's that insta-fame that they want.
And it's that narcissism of this generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I mean, think of the... how we accept selfies as like it's normal, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember when they first started? It's like it's so narcissistic.
Yes, it is.
And
I
it still
know.
Is just
I
because
don't
we accept
agree
it.
With that.
Okay, let me tell you why.
I don't think it's narcissism.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you why. If you take a selfie,
now we're
Casey
like,
gotta go.
You might as well stay. Tori just told me she's very sick, so she's not joining us today.
No. better. Then we have to come back when she's here. Then it'll be three women. This is a good balance, two guys and two girls.
Yeah. There you go. Good. You see, so we can talk about dating and everything. Because Casey and I love to talk about dating and women and stuff. We talk all the time.
I'm being real censored right now.
Are you?
Oh, why? Oh,
I appreciate that. I appreciate you being respectful right now.
I am. I'm being respectful.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, Casey.
Because I can be bitter.
Bitter? Oh, no. You attract what you are. Exactly. So if you're bitter, you're going to attract the bitter
women.
You got
to go back and watch Oprah.
You're
bitter.
No, you just said you're bitter. So yeah, you attract.
I've never seen you be bitter. Are you bitter?
Is it bitter?
We don't go to the bar.
Are you bitter when it comes
him?
To women? Is that what you're saying? Because in general, in life, you seem very happy.
I just think we're losing touch of, I mean, we...
It sounds a little chauvinistic where you're going, so be careful.
No. I just feel
he's traditional, I think. No?
I just feel like we're just losing a lot with all this, all the technology and stuff. We're losing communication skills.
Yeah, I believe that too.
I think people are too reliant on technology.
Yes, I agree.
And I just feel like we don't talk anymore.
So I think you can use it for what you need it to be, and then you can still go up and talk to people.
Like I don't do well, like, texting you. Right. I'm a chat. I'd rather talk to you on the phone.
I have somebody I want you to meet.
Okay, well, that's good. Awesome.
I'm a Jamaican Cuban mother. I'm chatty.
So are people not responsive to that? Like, what's the issue? What's the problem?
Oh, they are. I mean, they are responsive to that, but then somehow this part comes to overwhelm everything, and I get bored with it. I'd rather just have a phone. Actually, I like to hear tone. I like to hear how you respond to things, because I can text something and you're like, LOL.
Yeah. I think that's...
What does that mean? I'm that guy. Like, what does this mean? I don't get it. I don't get it.
So do you say, I don't get it? What does
that mean? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking
about.
And
are the women not responsive? Are they like, I don't have time to talk to you on the phone?
We are conditioned.
I would love to talk to you on the phone.
Yeah, we become conditioned on our phones to have relationship, even in life, with our kids, with our husbands.
But my
family.
Husband likes that, though. My husband is very opposite from you. Like, he is not a chatty Cathy. He does not like to talk on the phone. He is all about the
my
texting.
Husband's a chatty Cathy.
Like, he puts all on the phone. That's the only way I communicate.
Your husband makes video games, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's
that's
very,
his world.
Yes, he's very technical. So when the texting came up, like back in the day when we had those little phones with the T9 texting, that was awful. But he loved it.
I remember that.
Yes, he loved it. And he was like, and ever since then, he just became a fan. So he's preferred, I would love to sit on the phone for 2 hours and talk. He's like,
see, so that's interesting. Well, there's an age difference between Felicia and I, so I guess this is why. But when I met my husband, he lived in Los Angeles and I lived in New York, so the only form of communication was on the phone. So we would talk for hours, and that's how we got to know each other.
I know, but long distance relationships are crazy, right?
Isn't they worked. I'm 23 years married.
You are
they
lucky.
How long did it work for?
23. Well, I lived in New York. We're married 23 years.
Yeah.
Right. But we started phone dating in June, July. I moved out
That's
in September.
Amazing. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, I remember the day he called.
We
June
remember 8. Everything.
So it's the like time 3 months. So it's only
so
3 months?
3 to 4 months. And then I moved to Los Angeles and then we got married like 4 months later.
Okay.
Wow. So it was very fast.
Okay. So it's not a big deal. I mean, I meant just like long term.
No. I don't believe in long term relationships, but I think that's a lie. I think someone's disengaged in that relationship and they're dragging it out. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Because I think out of sight, out of mind. It's just exactly. Although in this day and age, it might be a little bit easier because you have the technology.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same.
You want to be with the person.
Thank you. Yes, it's disengaged. Yes. It's fake. It's synthetic. That's a great way to put it. Because if you're
that's
angry.
That's my new word for the month.
I like that. Synthetic. Yeah. That's the word of the day. Synthetic. You know how you get those pop-ups on your phone? Right. Word of the day, the dictionary.
Yeah.
Today's synthetic.
But
courtesy
what about the people
Casey.
Who are traveling or are already in a relationship and have to go away for work?
I think so I know somebody like that.
Okay, but where's that relationship going to go? If you're dating a guy that's always on the road, so you're going to set up yourself to say, okay, when I get married to him, he will always be on the road.
Okay, right. Well, then I think you have to set aside time. And when you come back into town, you say, okay, I'm home once a month. This is our weekend. And you have to put it down on the books. You have to make it a priority.
Yeah.
Listen, anything can work. It's just what's
what's but
a priority
to
you.
1 week a month, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't get into a relationship
Well, I mean, if someone is talking to you every day, you're FaceTiming every day, genuine.
But sometimes you just want to be there and hold somebody and cuddle with them and or go out to, especially going out, doing things together. I mean, why should you be in a relationship
take
and
a
feel
computer with you.
Alone?
Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
You know, I mean, if you start going to restaurants alone and you're married, something's
wrong.
Setup.
Yes.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, that's a setup for trouble.
So that's what I'm saying. Long distance for me hasn't worked, you know, because it also makes you crazy because you really want to be with that person and you can't.
And my experience is because I was the one who moved because he had a his job home was settled here in Los Angeles. Oh. So I really did.
Had some great phone conversations.
We had excellent phone conversations.
I'm sure you did. Talking so many hours, my God.
They were excellent.
Where do you think that was going to go?
But it was a setup for our lives for the past 23 years because he travels a lot. So that has been the consistent, you know, it set us up to the fact that when he's on the road traveling.
And you guys talk all the time.
We talk all the time. We talk all the time.
Do you talk more or text more?
Well, if he's on set, I text. Mm. But at night, we talk. In the morning, we talk. Like, there's times that I know
he's... Catch-up conversation.
Yeah. And even when he's home now, I mean, he's a communicator.
Catch-up conversation. I've never even heard that.
Hey.
Catch-up conversation.
I'm learning so much
this
morning.
Isn't this great? I am so glad you're here.
Yeah.
So, but even still now, we talk about everything. Like, our relationship was just founded on that communication.
Yeah.
You know, and then, honestly, because we were apart, the physicality of the relationship did not disrupt the relationship.
I heard some people said it made it better.
Yeah, it makes it better because you have to get all the details of your life worked out over the phone. Mm. Because if you're going to get invested in this relationship, get married, you better know. I mean, I'm sorry, honey, but he asked questions like, how far up do you shave your legs? Like, honest to God.
Before we got married, because he wanted
to know who I was. Like,
wow,
I'm going to propose to you. I want to know everything about you. I don't want to be surprised and go, ooh. Right. You know, like,
but he would find that out if he was with you.
Right, but he wasn't.
Maybe.
So he needed to know everything. And I'm in everything. So it was great. It was a great.
Oh, you like it like that? I mean, communicating and stuff.
Yes.
You see, to me, I'd rather find out by being there, by caressing her legs and feeling exactly where the hair stops. Where the hair starts.
We didn't
have
that. It could be a bad month.
No, 1 month.
Wow.
Wait, no.
I have to go.
Do you really?
Yeah, they're paging me.
Oh, okay. No, our guests are coming.
Oh,
our guests are coming.
Yeah, no.
Tell our guests to come on in.
Okay.
And check in with
us. Casey, thanks for dropping in.
No worries. I enjoyed it.
We got to do it again.
You got to come on our show.
Yes, Casey. I know.
Yeah.
Help him.
The problem is
get rid of the bitterness.
He has to work while we do our show.
I know. I had to park my own car this morning. Thank you very much.
I did not. I just left it there. Was it gone?
No, he would have gotten the keys from me by then.
Oh, I should have given him my keys.
No, I left.
But anyway, but if you're in a long distance relationship and you're far, you know, but if you know you're going to get married to this person, then you go there. You go.
But
to those
I think you should ask those questions, and I think you should have that communication though about certain things before you even get married. Anyways, I don't think people ask enough questions.
Mm. Yeah.
And you're saying you want to be there and find these things out, but there are certain things that you can't necessarily find out.
Okay.
Like in a situation, like you're not going to find out whether or not they want to care for their ailing parents in their later years until you're in that situation, and it could be not for you.
Right.
So I think you have to have those kinds of questions, like, what do you think about long-term care? How do you want to end your life? I think it's kind of bizarre, but people need to talk about
these things in
their 20s. And I know you're not thinking about, you know, your parents dying or his parents dying or you guys dying, but I think that's in the scope of things, because to me, if you have that traditional, I want to sail off into the sunset with you idea, and you have that in your 20s, then you have to understand that there's a lot of things that are going to come down the pike and happen to you in order to achieve that, let's sail off into the sunset together.
Right.
You know,
you're gonna have to go through
life.
Well,
I think that depends on every
relationship. And people don't realize that.
But I think that depends on the relationship. Is it a serious relationship? Do you want to spend the rest of your life with this person?
Well, you gotta
find
that out.
Or you're just dating this person just to get to know them, and maybe you want to spend them. You know what I'm
saying?
Like, I think it depends where you are in the relationship.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to say all the time. The minute you start talking like that, the guy's going to be like, peace. I don't know where you're coming from.
Okay, well, then you got to go then, because obviously I'm not if I scare you that much, then keep it moving.
So then you just feel like every relationship is the relationship?
No, I'm saying if you find yourself in that position.
Right.
Like, I think he was feeling you, Robert was feeling you, so he was like, I got to know about you and shaving your leg.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to get
it. It was so great, because we covered
sure, but you had to verbalize everything.
Which
and
makes
I know,
a
look,
big
I've
difference.
Been there. I know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And when I had that, we didn't have we had Skype, but we didn't have FaceTime and phones and all that.
No,
right?
We didn't even have Skype.
I was flying like three times, not three times, but let's say once a month to see my girlfriend out in another country in Canada.
Ooh, wow.
And yeah, and
that's
that
a
was
big
like,
commitment.
I know. You know, I mean, I'm telling you.
How
and
do you
it
meet somebody
crazy.
Like that? Did you meet her online?
Well, we actually met in South Africa. That was
oh,
like
wow.
Yeah,
wait a minute,
Sam,
let's talk you about just, you. Where? We met around the world.
No, we met in Israel, but she lived in South Africa, and then I moved to South Africa. So we were there for
wow.
a while. And then I moved back here, and she moved to Canada.
Did that work
so,
out?
So wow. we sort of like rekindled the relationship. Mm-hmm. And but I couldn't stand long distance relationship. I said, look, I need somebody here with me. Right. I can't like sit here and constantly talk to you about what I want to do to you. I'd like to actually do it. You know? And that's what
so
it
was
became.
That the reason for the demise of the relationship?
Yes. 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 Well, I told her, I said, after a few
well,
months.
Well, I feel I like a long distance relationship can last forever. Someone has to say, okay, I'm coming to you.
Right,
coming.
Right, right.
And then, so I made that decision. I said, I'm coming to you because he said the same thing. He said, I don't want to wait till because we had a plan. We had like a 6 month plan and we were going to come this time and this time.
Right.
And he's like, I don't want that plan. I want you to come now. And
right.
I did. I was like, okay.
Good for you, Ms.
So, and I everything moved up and I moved faster and we got married sooner and everything just happened a lot quicker. But we were very
intentional.
We knew that this was, we were going to get married and live happily ever after. And he was very focused and determined. And he
and
was
you were
older,
okay with that.
And I
you
yeah.
were okay with that in your career, in your life. You were like,
well,
okay,
I'll have
I can
to say, yeah, because, well, I sacrificed my career, which was very hard for me to give up. I mean, that was probably the
That's
one
a
thing.
Big deal.
That was a big deal. And I said, I'm going to do this for this man. But and everybody was like, you're crazy. You're crazy. And I said, you know what? If it doesn't work out, I just get up and I move. I go back.
Go back.
You know, I just get up and go back. I'm not losing anything, but I'll lose him if I don't try.
Right. That's right. And you so, got to take chances.
You got to take chances.
You know?
And I did. And it's 23 years later. He's the same person that I met 23 years ago. He's been consistent,
faithful. That's awesome.
Faithful,
that's
loyal.
Awesome. You
so it works. You just have to know in your gut.
Yeah.
Your gut is what guides
And you have
everything.
To work at it. You have to work at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, a lot of work. A lot. It's not perfect.
It is. Yeah,
but it's
a
lot of
work.
Work.
And I don't think people realize that. They don't think about that. They don't. They think, oh, I'm just going to be, we're going to be married. It's going to be all great and it's going to work itself out. And you know, it doesn't work out.
It doesn't. Then the kids come in.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different ball game.
I love my kids, but.
Yeah, but your life is never the same. Once that kid pops out of there, man,
it's
that's
over.
It. Your life
Sam,
is
you have
different.
Kids?
I have two grown ones.
Oh, you have a dumb
now,
kid. Yeah,
but the thing is that I'm not saying it's for the worse. It's just it makes it different.
It's,
completely
oh, yeah.
different.
It's totally different.
It's a
right?
completely to me. It's one of the hardest times that you will have in your marriage. I think other than someone being sick or you know an illness or something like that, because children come in and they disrupt everything. They change who you are as a person.
Yes.
They change your relationship as you work together, and people don't realize that. And sometimes it's for the good. Sometimes it's not for the good. If you can't manage it and you can't figure it out, then that's when people end up parting ways.
Exactly.
And what people have to remember is that those kids are going to go away. Your job is to bring them into the world, make them into good people, and then they go away.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
it's going
to
be
They're
the
not
two
really
of you.
Ours, you know?
No.
They're their
they
own
belong
people.
To the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
You
see, you guys are spiritual,
ready.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And but this is another thing I want to say to that is that when you have children, if you make them number one instead of keeping your relationship number one, when those kids go away, your relationship will crumble.
Yeah.
Because they've sucked
it might
up.
Crumble before then too
it might crumble husband, because yeah. I've seen families that have been married for 20 30 years 40 years after their kids are gone
they're done
really?
They have
nothing in common.
Because their focus was the children and so their energy so they didn't take care of each other they didn't they
and
didn't
then you look
time.
Across the table
and you're
like
who are you
right
what
who
I'm
is
tired.
This person
yeah exactly
wow.
So yeah it's an interesting it's kids
That's
are
true.
Expose the relationship. I feel kids expose the
but it's hard because as a mother coming from a woman's point of view you're maternal and you want to take care of your kids and you know sometimes people have extenuating circumstances children you know have illnesses or children need a lot more care and a lot more time and attention and everyone has to sometimes put themselves on the back burner and men included and your relationship included you know I think it is important to have that in the forefront of your mind yes this is my relationship I have to foster this relationship but at certain times just like you do with your partner you know the husband and wife just have to say okay well the child needs the most care right now so we're gonna really pour into our child for whatever
it's an
reason,
ebb and flow in the relationship
it goes back and forth and you have to be able to stay on that sea and sometimes that sea is rocky and sometimes that sea is you know okay
Yeah, true.
It's interesting. My husband, I'm not calling you Chatty Cathy, babe.
There you go.
He's texting. Listen,
in the last few minutes, yes, let's find out a little bit about you guys. Felicia, were you born here in L.A.?
Yes, yes. I am.
So you're an Angeleno, right?
Yes, I am.
Wow, amazing. Yes.
I know. So, but we met somebody the other day. I met somebody the other day that said he had never met someone from Los Angeles.
Right, right.
Well, my husband is from Los Angeles.
Yeah, he's born and raised. I'm like, all the people that I know are from here. But I guess it's very rare. Yes, I love my city. I love Los Angeles. I love Southern California.
It's awesome. I'm a California. So you stayed.
I was here, and then my parents moved to Texas for a short time. Well, for like, my mom is still there. I was there for a short time, and I couldn't stand it. It was a culture shock. I moved in high school. It was horrible. So then I came back here. I finished out high school, went to 2 years of college, and then I went back to Texas for a vacation. That's when the 94 earthquake happened, and I got stuck there. And then a few months after that happened and I was there is when I met my husband, and I couldn't stand him and didn't like him. But
I like you, Mark.
I like him now.
He's okay. He's gonna be on the show today.
No, that's
Felicia.
Amazing when, yes, when it starts like that.
Yes.
Somebody must have been persistent there.
No.
I mean, if you didn't like him, how did you end up liking him?
I don't know. It was just kind of one of the, like, the main thing we had in common is that we both hated Texas because he's from D.C. So he's very, he was very East Coast and I was very West Coast. I was like, no, this is not going to work. He's an introvert. I'm an extrovert. But I think we just, the commonality of being in Texas and hating Texas kind of brought us together. And then, I don't know, I just got hooked. And then, so we were there, got married and started our family. And I was really like, I can't believe we're going to be in Texas because I hated Texas. I was like, every single day I wanted to come back home. And eventually he got an opportunity when some friends of his started a video game company, and we jumped at the opportunity. Zach, my youngest one, was 8 weeks old when we moved here. Yeah, or 10 weeks old.
So both boys were born in Texas?
Both of them, unfortunately. Wow. I'm sorry, children. Yes, it does say that on their birth certificate. I wish I could change it. Yeah, they were both born
there. Well, you're here and you're home, and that's what's important.
Yes, and I love
Annette,
it.
How about you? Where
I'm
did you
from
grow up?
New York, Bronx, New York. Born and raised, educated. I moved out to California 23 years ago. I was 28. No, how old was I?
No, Lord, you Jesus. Couldn't have been. You're not 50 something.
I'm 50.
Really?
So, yeah, yeah.
You don't look 50 at all.
Thank you.
You really don't.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm 50.
You look great.
I feel great. So I met my husband, and that's what moved me to California.
Really?
And my both boys are here. Didn't like California, but spent a week in New York in December and realized that California's home. I love it. It's very different, from East Coast, West Coast personalities, and everybody.
There's nothing like LA, though. You know what I'm saying? When you have if you have the right attitude, this is the place to be. Because there's everything here.
Yeah.
Right?
Everything. Yeah. And everything, you can meet people from all over the world.
It is beautiful. I would not, I've said it out loud enough to know that it's true. I would not move back to New York. I wouldn't raise my kids there. Thank God I didn't have to. Mm-hmm. I love California. I love living here.
I think we take a lot for granted here, too.
We do.
Like, we really do, right?
Yes, because it wasn't until I moved away that I understood how much I took for granted.
Yes.
In the people, like growing up, I had friends of all different cultures, and it was just a norm to me. And it wasn't until I went to a place where I didn't see all these same types of people that I was like, oh, I guess I thought everybody lived like that. I thought everybody had different kinds of friends that we would go. Yeah. And I mean, I tasted different foods at a very young age, and I just thought, okay, that's just how it is. And but yeah, no, it's not like that. I mean, in different parts of our country, it's very different.
Right. Yeah. But on the coast, it's cool and everything. Now, so we're talking to the hosts of Table for Five. You guys can catch them if you like the show so much.
Yes.
Right. In about 15 minutes.
Yes. On Channel 2.
To Channel 2, and you can listen to Table for Five with Annette Mata, Felicia Grigsby. Now, so we just have a couple of minutes. How can people find you? How can they get a hold of you? You guys like in social networks?
We have Instagram, Table for Five. We have Twitter, Table for Five. Mm-hmm. We have Facebook, our fan page, Table for Five. And then if you go on the LA Talk Radio
website,
you go on the hosts, you can look up Table for Five, and right under our names
are all our
social media little links. Icons, and you can click on that and reach us and shoot us an email, let us know if you want to
be a guest. Yeah.
Yeah, call in or something. You know, obviously there's a lot of talk here and a lot of conversation.
Yeah.
You guys are very interesting and it's cool.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me on this rainy day.
You
know, it like feels nice in here, right?
Yes, beautiful.
I mean, and you guys get to sit here for another hour.
Yes.
Yes.
I have the best view.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, Felicia and Annette, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Anything we didn't cover, do you want to give a shout out to anybody or are you good?
Yeah, no. Like shout out to Felicia for just hanging in there.
Yes, shout out to us because we are fabulous.
Yes, we are.
We are amazing. It's a
absolutely.
Lot of work, but you know,
we love doing it.
Yeah, it's been an awesome ride.
A lot of work being amazing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, now
this
it's time.
This has been fun. Thank you for having us.
Of course. Awesome. And you were a little nervous.
I was a little nervous this morning. Right. I was like,
she didn't know what
different.
To expect, though. Yeah.
I was going to ask you for your bra size.
No, I'm no Howard Stern. Relax. I mean, if it came to bra sizes, I would ask, but we didn't exactly talk about it.
That's because Casey left.
The conversation didn't take us there today. But now it's your turn to invite me on your show.
Yes,
maybe
absolutely.
Next time we can talk about bras and bra sizes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and all about dating. We totally like not talked about my dating situation.
I know, and you sound like you have an extremely interesting life. Like, I need to know more about this
really,
world
you
travel.
Think
like,
so?
Yes.
Oh, well, I've traveled a lot now. I don't travel anywhere, but no, I'm just like, I'm just like at a place in my life where I'm happy. A lot of opportunities are coming along. And it's really exciting, you know.
That's great.
So these are good times.
Well, you have a wonderful podcast station here. Thank you.
And thank you so much for everything
platform.
That you do.
Thank you.
This is
wonderful. It's a radio station, by the way. Please refer to it
in
the right way.
Oh, sorry. Radio station.
It's a radio station, and it's always been a radio station.
Okay.
And
people always ask you, well, where are you on the dial? I'm like, screw the dial. Okay? The dial is only local calls.
Yes.
We reach everywhere. Just pick up your phone, and you can listen to us.
Yes.
It doesn't get any easier than this, you know? So there you go. Anyway, so thank you for joining me, ladies.
Absolutely.
All the best to you.
Thank
you're welcome you. Back anytime. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.